It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Yeah, we're not afraid here and declare your independence with me, Ernest Hancock. And obviously, you know, Sybil Edmonds, she wasn't afraid neither. And the transcript started coming out and the videotape of her deposition, because the congresswoman that was being accused by her independent opponent of being on the take and bribery and whatever from Turkish interest based on whatever and all a bunch of other stuff, a bunch of corruption things. She's like, I am not. And, you know, and sued him. Well, now you got a government number. Now you can subpoena witnesses. Now you got, and all of a sudden, here comes Sybil Edmonds up there under oath. Turn on the video camera. They'll tell you a story. Okay? So she, I mean, I give you just some highlights. Detailing blackmail and bribery of Dennis Hassert, Republican from Illinois. Now, Hassert, he was Speaker of the House, wasn't he? I mean, come on, man. This is like, you know, bad. Not that I pay attention to these guys, but I mean, that'd be like bad, right? Then Dan Burton, Republican from Indiana. Roy Blunt, Republican from Missouri. Stephen Salars, Democrat from New York. Tom Lantos, Democrat from California. An unnamed congresswoman trapped in a videotaped lesbian affair and nuclear secrets sold to Pakistan and Turkey. Okay? You think somebody might care? You'd think. You'd think. No, I don't think. I knew better. You know, we're going, God, man, you know how many conspiracies that we've been directly involved in, known that after a while, you just get to the point. That's why everybody's joining. Oh, I get a libertarian lecture from you. Oh, my God. That's all I want to hear. What do you want to hear? You want to hear all the gory little details of every single guy that does this? You just, for what? There's another one right behind him. Let's get them, all these guys arrested. So, you think there's not, they go deep, it's like looking at a train track, you know, into infinity, there's a line of guys. Because it's a philosophy. You know, it's this whole concept, and they manufacture people, and they have to spend enormous, the only benefit that we have is that they have to spend so much money and education and everything to BS us with this stuff. The fact that they have to use so many resources to do this, you know, is amazing, and there's a reason. There's a reason. It's all about the money. And that's one thing on Malloy's show last night with Brad Freeman. I go like this. I said, you know, and this is a progressive radio, national audience, man. These are the progressive. These are Air America guys, you know. And I've worked with these people for a long time. And, you know, they just want the truth like everybody else. You know, of course, they'd like it to spin it the way they want. But, I mean, they'd like to have, you know, a little truth in there somewhere. And I'm going, it's about the money. Now, I didn't get to detail what, you know, but it's because you have back in the early 90s, it was all, you know, the same kind of problems we're having, debt, SNL scandal, all this kind of stuff. And Japanese and West Germans and the Koreans and Taiwan, so they weren't buying our debt anymore. Interest rate went up to 8.5%. They got, you know, your people are in the streets and you did read my lips, no new taxes. Then you did, and they're mad, and we're worried, and we don't trust you, man. You already had a revolution against the British Empire and that kind of, you know, I don't want to, you know, have our debt repudiated. No, we ain't giving you money. Oh, we got our slaves under control, boy. Look at all this gun control we did. We got militias. We got them. Got them all. Did they really? I mean, was that what the threat was? It's the same thing going on now, trying to convince China to keep buying the debt. We got the slaves under control, and they don't. And they're worried, and they don't know where they're going to get their money from. They're just going to keep printing it, monetize the debt. Inflation's going to go. And then you look at the gold and silver prices today. And when we get back, Jet Lacy has some to share with you, so you don't go away, because the man's got something to say. We'll be right back on Declare Your Independence. Me, Ernest Hancock, and Jet Lacy.
It's time to declare your independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443. And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Live from the studios of Freedom's with an S, Phoenix.com. You know, the one thing that I want to dwell on just a little bit. I mean, you know, I know it's 9/11, but that's just a distraction, man. This was just another you know, dot for them to connect into the end game. You think, like, the if you're a big bad Uber controls of the universe, in your opinion, and you have unlimited control to the powers of collectivized coercive government, you know, you're going to do whatever the heck it is you think you can get away with, whatever you want. And you think they already have the last act already written? Of course they do. It's already written. They got the last act as, you know, this is why in the end we get all the money and a whole bunch of power to go with it. You know why? You know why? You know why? You know why? Why? Why am I going to say? What am I going to say? Why? Why am I going to say, Jet? Why?
Because they read 1984 too.
Because they can. Yeah, they had a blueprint. You know, the one thing that I want to kind of point out, and I do this every now and then on the site when there's interesting days, and I should probably put it up again today. I just go another day to watch. Take a look. Now, there are certain things to look at, and people that are smarter than me told me I need to include the 30-year treasury on this because that, you know, has an impact on a lot of stuff. In fact, let's go ahead and take a look at that. I got that on my little hot link thing here. I go 30-year treasury bond. Let's see. Is there a big giant change in the graph here? Yeah, it looks like it's going down. I don't know what that means. Some of you guys know what that means. Because there's a lag in there a little bit. It's about a month or two lag. And when the treasury yield all of a sudden drops like a stone, you know, there's going to be problems. Or, you know, when the interest rates go up, you know, like a rocket, you know, then we have unpayable debt that we got. So I'm not really sure how to interpret that. But I do know what happens when you just keep debasing a currency. Sooner or later, you know, gold's going to get stupid and silver. And it's starting to happen. They broke that $1,000 barrier. It doesn't look like it's going to go below it. They're trying. And what happens? How do you control that? Well, you give all these gazillions of dollars to these banks, and you think part of that isn't going into buying futures and shorting stuff and lowering and keeping the price of gold down when their inflation is going crazy and you have all of these dollars being spent chasing the same number of goods. What's going to happen? That was the whole point of gold, is it gives you a hedge against inflation. So what happens is it's been kept down, 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 down. It's been 900-something range for a long time. And all of a sudden, here it goes. I've been telling you guys, when it goes, it's not going to happen all at once, but it will happen overnight. And this is just the inkling. If they can't push it below 1,000 today, and it ends, you know, above 1,000, they're kind of, you know, there is no more limit. It's already went, you know, 1,000, I don't know, 12 or something. It was. And what does that mean? Well, that's a record high. You know, we got new records now. All of a sudden, the psychological, you know, ceiling crap is out the window. You know, I don't think that even exists. They just play that game. But now we have China. They're going, you know, all that gold we got in London and everything? Put it on a pallet, boy. We want it here in China. Plus China, they got plenty of land. They can mine their own dang gold. And, you know, but where do they put their resources? How do they distribute all this money that they got in all these trade deals and everything and the exports to the United States and the money? They got to put it somewhere. And what did they do? They bought U.S. debt. Well, now they're going, yeah, and that's the, you know, I don't care how much gun control you got on the peoples. I ain't care mad, man. You know, this is, you know, woo, woo. Plus, it's not whether you can make them pay or not. It's not even the point. They can't. It is, the capacity is not there. Every level of government is milking people as much as they can. You got 70% of the budget, we just found out, is police in Phoenix. Seriously? And what do you think that they're doing? They're out doing revenue, writing tickets. You know, I got tickets coming up next week. I was on a boat on the lake, you know, and I'm going, for what? You know, the buoy thing you did in kind of in life vet, kind of, you know, here's $300. Really? Wow. Is it like that? Yeah, absolutely. This is what's going on. So now we have this all starting to crumble. You know, and you know, the big guys playing with the money, they're going to do what with it? Well, Jet comes across something here. Go ahead and share with us what you found, man.
You know, I read Bob Chapman's The International Forecaster every Wednesday and Saturday, and I find it to be really interesting. A lot of it's pretty in-depth that I don't understand, but this one was very powerful. You know, the very first sentence is that in 2009, China opened up various exchanges for investment in both gold and silver to the Chinese public for the first time. They've always not allowed them to have gold. And what the Chinese are doing is they're protecting their ability to get money from their citizens by allowing them to buy gold and silver, because they know that the yuan is just as fiat as ours, and they're printing money like it's going out of style. So they're allowing their citizens to purchase gold and silver, as well as another thing. They're not talking about it on the news. They've threatened it and they've said it in the news, but they are actually getting out of the dollar denominated assets that they've had, and they are buying gold and other various commodities like copper and oil. However, on our end, our government is doing nothing but telling us not to buy gold and silver, because a strong and vibrant U.S. economy is the main obstacle to creating a world government. But the Chinese, getting back to that, they've also hemmed themselves into a corner by having all of this dollar-denominated currency and things, saved up. They have also went very short on certain over-the-counter derivative contracts, especially in gold and silver. So with the price of silver and gold going up, they're in a lot of trouble. They are in serious trouble. So they are actually considering walking away from these over-the-counter derivative contracts, which is absolutely unheard of.
Okay. Walking away. They have these contracts which are the Chinese government is held responsible for paying off something. They're going, we're not?
That's right. The Chinese government themselves. And it has to do with the COMEX exchange, the gold exchange. And these are contracts that are held by foreign banks as counterparties. So
the Chinese foreign bank says, guess what? Well, we have the pen and the buttons, and we ain't pushing them. Or we are.
Yeah. Come and get it if you can take it.
Oh, that's not good. You know, the one thing that I remember, it was probably early 2000s. I mean, it's been going on for a long time, but I first came aware of it in like 2003 or something like that, because a lot of the stuff, you had Max Keiser, he's an economist that's always going on about how, Goldman Sachs is, freaking corrupt and they're bad and evil, and they put him on a lot of European and London shows and so on, and he'll have somebody from Goldman Sachs up there, we need to in the Federal Reserve, and he's going, you're criminals, you're crooks, you should go to jail, you should be blah, blah, blah. I mean, he's just really out there. So it's Max Keiser. You look him up, he's got some good stuff. Well, he interviews a lot of good guys, and they put him on, and he doesn't pull any punches. Well, one time, this one guy was going, the records, they were lost in Building 7. He goes, yeah, how convenient, So that had a little, that's another little conspiracy theory going on, that a lot of the paperwork and who was responsible for what was in Building 7. So got to take care of that for several reasons. The other thing is, in the World Trade Center below that, there was a bunch of gold. And a whole bunch of account for that, too. They need to hurry up and dig down there and get their gold. That had something to do with it, too. So this is – there's so much more going on that we don't know. And, may never. But in the end, there's always a movie. In 2025, there'll be the old Oliver Stone will do something. So, it might as well be Tim Burton. What the heck? Have fun with it. But the what the gold thing is, and the COMEX is the exchange for commodities, what they are so manipulated and to the point like this. If they were to call all of the orders, all the futures on silver, they are way short. There wasn't enough. Well, they go, it's futures. It's like corn, it's in the ground. Once you can do that, once you can say, hey, it's a future, are you saying that we won't mine it? Well, it's there. It's going to come in. We got you a pinky swear. Okay, so you're going, okay. Well, what happens when they start taking delivery? Well, Dubai had their own gold exchange. They did a couple of years ago, and they just started it. And then all of a sudden, everybody's taking delivery. And they went, whoa, a couple of $100 billion to live. Okay, you know, and then I went back later. We had that on Freedom's Phoenix, and you'll see the headline in there somewhere. We have, you know, we got like 60,000-70,000 articles, headline entries that we put in there. But the link is not there anymore. You know, I mean, it's all gone. And I'm going, and it was the actual company, the Dubai Exchange, that had that article up. And I'm going, okay, there's something we don't know going on. What is it? The metals are not really there.
But they were trying to do that in Dubai to create their own currency that was actually a gold-backed currency and not a fiat currency.
They call it the gold-backed, what's the name? A dinar or something.
Yeah, they've changed it a few times.
And, you know, another thing was Iran. That was, they were amping up against this Iran thing. And what was going on is they were setting up their own oil bourse. A bourse is like, it's a French word for purse or something. It means like, you know, their own commodity exchange is what it was. So they wanted to be able to, you know, sell oil in a denomination other than the petrodollar, which is a U.S. dollar currency reserve they do to buy energy they trade in because, you know, we got big guns and pointing at the Middle East and say because we can. Okay. Well, that's one reason they had to go after Saddam. It had nothing to do with 9/11. He was like, yeah, yo mama, we're going to go to the euro or we're going to go to the gold-backed dinar. And they went, oh, hell no. They went, problem solved. Well, now you got the same thing going on with Iran, and they're just like, nope, we're opening it. And then they had computer problems, and I don't even know where that's at. It's just, you know, this is so typical. This is the kind of stuff that goes on all the time. So where are we at on gold now? What's happening? Where's it going to, is it ready? Is it going to go? Are you buying a bunch of silver now? Buy it now. I get to say I told you so later, and you know I will. We'll be right back on Declare Your Independence.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence. Me, Ernest Hancock, on the board, Jet Lacy, and Jet brings up a good point. You know, do I have to know every little bit about how the stock market works? Yeah, probably. And, you know, I talk to a lot of people and they explain a lot of things to me and I get a beat on it. But, you know, I think kind of the simple version of it is this. If I'm China and I have a lot of stuff denominated in U.S. dollars, I want the U.S. dollars not to, like, go away. I don't want them to be diminished in value. So you start hearing China going, hey, man, you guys just keep printing money. You know, we know what's going to happen here. This is like, you know, this is a bad thing. And it's not like they're going to. They already did, okay? I mean, this is, you know, it's ready. Like, you know, Ron Paul always says, the guys that first get the money, they get the full benefit from it. By the time it gets down to little people's, you know, they're paying $37 for a loaf of bread, okay? They just start moving decimal places over. So what happened is China, in preparation for this, to say, okay, we got, you know, debt. You're giving us a good percentage on whatever. We don't be repudiating the debt. Don't be, I mean, you owe us. I don't care how, you know, many teabaggers you got out there complaining, or libertarians with guns, or left wanting more money for whatever. I mean, you know, that matters not to us. Get your Negroes under control. Don't be having them having AR-15s, man. And that just sent him for a loop. They didn't know what the heck to do with that. You know, and that didn't even come up that he was black on Progressive Radio last night. It just didn't come up, and I don't care. They knew. But what happens is that you have China has all these assets in dollars, and what happens when the dollar goes to crap? Well, the gold goes up. So China, in playing the game or gaming it or knowing they were trying to control and thought the powers that be, they're collectivists too. They think of a collective mentality that, you know, the guys with the hands on the dials and fingers on the buttons, they can make whatever happen that they want, knew that they wanted to keep gold down. So what do? They short gold. En masse. Bunch. Big, giant, huge derivatives. You know, they just are kind of gold shorting. Shorten. You know, contracts of indexes on contracts are shorting. Even if it's not on, you know, it's just like side bets, all this derivative stuff, whatever. Okay? Driving it down. Then all of a sudden it starts, you know, the dollar is just, you know, plummeting in value. I mean, it's ready to go. You know, gold starts to go up. Now, if you got short gold and you're looking for a good return on your treasury bills, at the same time, you know, what, you're not really hedged on this thing. What happens when they reverse? Gold shoots up, the dollar goes down, you're screwed. And, you know, when you're big, giant trillions of dollars into it, you're big, giant trillions of dollars screwed, okay? So what's the option that China has? You know, Jet, what's China going to do?
Molon LeBay. Come and get it, you know, if you want. We're going to walk away from these contracts, and because they have to secure their position in one way. They were talked into buying all these dollars, and they were also talked into these contracts because they were promised that they would try to suppress the commodities in order to prop the dollar up, and it's just failing.
Okay, now think about this. What happens when they just say, you know, we're not playing anymore, we're done? No, that would never happen. BS. It happened with the Hunt brothers here in silver in the late 70s. You know, a lot of you guys probably know this more better than I do, but because I was in high school at the time, and I remember when silver, you know, was over $50. I think it spiked during the day, $60, $70 a trading was something stupid. Because what happened was the Hunt brothers, they wanted to get a corner on the silver market. And behind that, it was something to do with the state of Texas has the ability. That's why they call it the Republic of Texas. Because when they came into the union, the deal was they could secede whenever they wanted to. They could split up into five states, get 10 senators that way. They could do all kinds of stuff. Well, after the Civil War, they go, yeah, well, that contract's null and void. It was Lee versus Grant, and you lose and you can't do it anymore. Now you're forcibly retained in the union. Go ahead and try. You know, well, that's a big, you know, philosophical thing going on, different the secession stuff in different states. And in Texas, it really has. So I was in Texas for a couple of years, and I went to college there, and, you know, just community college. And if you start taking college classes in Texas, the requirement is you have to take Texas government and history. You have to. You're going to get indoctrinated whether you like it or not. Okay, fine, I'll take this class. It was very interesting. You know, they look at themselves totally as a different republic. That is part of their education. Of course, you can imagine National don't like it. Now, what happened was they go, we are going to secede. This right at the time that I was there. They're going, well, right after this. You know, I was there in like 80, 81. And what they did is they said, we're going to secede. We're going to create our own currency. And they were going to use silver as the backing of this. At this time, I guess they had something prior knowledge or saw whatever. The Hunt brothers from Texas, they were accumulating all this silver. So when they were doing these contracts and so on, just like the Dubai gold guys, they were taking delivery. They're going, okay, and give me that, as they were doing that, the price was skyrocketing. Because they had to fulfill these contracts. Because they had these contracts for silver, and people are actually taking it back. And then when somebody comes up and the contract is doing this, saying, okay, I'll give you my silver. Well, it was here a second ago. So what do they got to go do? They got to go out and buy it. They got to actually go get it, and that demand drives it up. So then what did all of a sudden the stock, you know, the per ounce cost of silver skyrocketing. It's all employing COMEX. It's freaking out. Oh, my government, come save us. So what did the government do? You know, we're just going to cancel these contracts. We're just going to say that you don't have to fill these contracts. Hunt brothers, yeah, it sucks to be you, man. You know, the free market thing, and you kind of gamed what, you know, that we do over.
Sometimes you get the silver mine. Sometimes you get the shaft.
They got the shaft. This is, you know, this is standard operating procedure. So when China's going to do it, you think they won't bring up that America did it? I think they will. Here it comes. Get ready. I told you first.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443.
Yeah, I think that's China. They go, hey, devil and me, we had a falling out, the U.S. You know, we had a violation of contract. You know, so without a doubt, so what's going to happen? You know, and China's going to what? Be afraid? They're like, you know, come on, bring your punk ass on, man. You know, you want to rock? Let's rock. And in which way? I mean, the Clinton administration and the Bush administration, hell, Daddy Bush, you know, heck, all the way back to Nixon. I mean, these guys have been, you know, in bed with these guys since forever. It's just like anything else. You know, Sabelle Edmonds coming out. Heck, they're selling, you know, military secrets and nuclear material and whatever to Turkey and Pakistan. You think they're going to not be, you know, dealing with like anybody else that's got a checkbook? You know, we're so screwed, man. You know, and the thing is, though, is this the next generation? They just know. They know. They know. They're being lied to. They're being plundered. They're being enslaved. And what's the reaction? The only reaction that they have. Stop supporting the beast that is devouring you. You just stop. You know, you withhold your labor, maybe. Or at least don't let them know what it is. You just kind of, you know, I'm going to live a more simple life. I'm good. I'm not going to go into as much debt. I'm not going to buy a new car all the time. I'm not going to, you know, oh my goodness, I'm not much of a man at 22 years old unless I got $4,000 wheels on my freaking car. You think I didn't see this stuff happen? My kids growing up, their friends doing it, even them a little bit, man. They were kind of, ooh, I got to have my, really? I mean, seriously? You know, parents are always saying that to the kids. Do you really need that, you know, Uber, whatever the heck? Put that little swooshy thing on your sneakers so they're $40 more a pair? I mean, seriously? So, you know, I'm for getting quality. You know, I'm good with that. But just to do it, just to do it, you know, because you think you get more girlfriends or something. But that's how they play this thing, this consumer. Oh, I know what you should go do. You go to freedomsphoenix.com. At the top, the navigation horizontal bar up there has a, you know, a bunch of different drop-downs and stuff. And one of them is special editions. You go to special editions, you'll see one in there. It's called Ernie's Favorites, okay? And I always leave this one up there. It's called, there's a couple of them, you know, The Power of Nightmares and Century of Self. Now, The Century of Self, fantastic series BBC did, because it goes on about the Freudian craze that was going on at, you know, the beginning of the 20th century, and how his nephew was, I think his name was Bellamy or something. He was one of the guys that was having a big impact on understanding how consumerism can be amped up by appealing to whatever. The basic thing is to make you feel, this is going to make you feel better. Buying this thing. You own this Thunderbird, and gosh darn it, you know, women with lots of cleavage are going to come oozing all over you. Okay? There's, oh, you the man. So doing this kind of stuff, triggering these different, you know, images and so on, this consumer society, they built that based on some understanding of just how people are, what drives them, what motivates them. How. So this was all planned, you know, and we're willing victims of this. Yeah, heck yeah, man, I want the shiniest. You know, whatever. But what happens when that starts to diminish? What happens when we evolve as a species, as a country, as a nation, as a generation? They grow up knowing, you know, what the hippies did in the 60s and early 70s. They're going, oh, man, it's just, you know, turn on, tune in, drop out. You know, that's where it's at, baby. And they go live on the commune. Well, now they got technology, they can really do it. So they are. There's a lot of people that are just, you know, bypassing the system. But you can't do it with coercion. That's the difference. That's when you know they're bad guys, because they're going to use coercion to make you be some way. They'll appeal to your green side. They'll appeal to your, I want just want to get along side. But they're going to do it with coercion. I was in Crawford, Texas, and we talked about this a little bit last night on Malloy's show. And with Brad Freeman, and what happened, I go, you know, I was there at Crawford, Texas. You know, Cindy Sheehan doesn't get enough props, in my opinion. You know, she's big anti-war, and she was a lot more free market than you guys realize. She was using the left to get her message across, and she's kind of a socialist, but she doesn't want to use coercion. She makes that very clear. Whoever I interview, I know Ernie, no coercion, non-coercive. We do it voluntarily. Amen, sister, man, I'll be live next door. Right on. We can all be buddies. So what happened was, she was there, and MoveOn came in, and they said, we need you to stop this out of Iraq now thing. No, 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 no. We need a phased withdrawal. So what was happening, if you go high enough on the pyramid, it's the same guys at the top that control both sides. She didn't go along with it, so they booted her out. Ah, she's not part of the movement anymore. You know, she ain't playing ball. I saw it happen. You think these young guys don't see it too? You know, the ones that aren't plugged into the matrix, you know, they get it. You know, the We Are Change guys in New York right now. Now we got a caller. Let's go ahead and go to David in New Mexico. What's up, David?
Good morning, Ernie.
Good morning.
You there?
Yeah. Go ahead and turn your radio down. You know.
Yeah, I'll do that. I just wanted to comment briefly on the China issue. You know, if they decide to really play hardball, they could crash our economic system rather easily, and then that would cause chaos in this country. And then I could see them being used as a United Nations peacekeeping force coming into our country. And then they already hold the mortgages on a great many properties that were bought in bundles from Wall Street in financing the loans. And I could see them using American houses and businesses to station their troops and command centers.
Yeah,
I could easily see this happening.
Yeah, you know, it's like they're doing a repossession. They come in with a Chinese army. Go, oh, no, we're just repossessing on the mortgage.
Yep, exactly.
Oh, David, is this who I think it is?
Yes, it is.
Oh, how you doing, man? Long time no hear.
Yeah, well, I love you, Ernie, and I really applaud what you're doing. You're doing what I always dreamed of doing. You're doing a great job, and you just keep it up, buddy.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man. You know, David is an old friend. He used to be one of the head guys of the Arizona Breakfast Club before he went to do ministry in New Mexico. And he's been, a freedom fighter since forever. And it's good to hear your voice. I thought I recognized you.
Oh, I should call in more often.
Yeah. We always visit. You always got a good perspective. Hey, thanks for
calling. I just got a new broadband connection, so I'm appreciating
Oh, yeah. See, you were behind the times. You know, thanks for calling in, Dave. It was good to talk to you. You know, that's another thing. It's this broadband thing. You know, what happened when we first started doing Freedom's Phoenix, the one thing that we looked at was, you know, how are we going to, you know, do the graphics and how are we going to lay it out and all that. And one of the things my webmaster was telling me, Tiger, he goes, look, you're going to lose broadband the way you want to do this. Because I didn't even want to start it until you could do video. When video started doing YouTube and everything, I think it was like 05, when that really started, I'm going, here it comes. Here it comes. Now the lamestream media, the media that's so last century, can kiss my rosy butt. I am so sick of worrying about having to do all my little, you know, activist stuff just to get the government number or get enough attention just to warn the people about whatever. I've been doing this activism thing for these guys are easy. It's like when I'm on CNN, they go, well, this was staged and planned. And you guys go, yeah, you guys are pretty easy. You know, whatever. You know, this is how you guys want to play. We'll play. You know, I got to file a lawsuit. You know, fine. You know, I got to run for office. Fine. Still voting. I mean, you know, this is how we roll. What happened when they started doing video, I knew what was going to happen. People were going to be able to communicate with each other what they knew. Because I saw the first stage of that back in 1994 when they had email lists. We were learning things that was going on around the country. And you think it would be localized. It's one kind of, you know, just in Arizona, they're trying to do this gun control bill thing. You know, no, it's the exact same bill in every freaking state and community everywhere. They're shutting down firearms licensees that operate out of their home. Boom. There was one thing. We saw that coming. We see they do this. They do this. They do that. And you go like this. Why is it always guns? I didn't even own a gun back then. That was not the point. You know, I'm on the, you know, top of the Southern Law Poverty Center's, you know, militia watch list back in 94. Sheriff Arpaio's calling me and say, hey, you're on top of the list. Woohoo. I'm on the list. I didn't even own a gun. That had nothing to do with it. I understood the right. I understood what was happening. I understood that that's what they focus on first. They always do. So Sibel Edmonds comes out and says, you know, this is what comes out from Turkey, them starting to infiltrate into buying corrupt politicians on the first thing is, you know, some seemingly little innocuous, doesn't really matter thing. We just don't want this resolution coming out that we, you know, did genocide after World War One, the Turkish Empire did against these people that were ethnic minorities that we laid waste to them after we disarmed them. You know, now we don't want that coming out. Oh, okay, that's good. Yeah, I'll do that. You know, throw me some cash. Hey, we threw you some cash. Now you're ours. And then what'd they do? This one congresswoman, because Sibel Edmonds translating all this stuff, she knew that there was a Turkish agent, some beautiful female Turkish agent. And they knew that one, the congresswoman, was bisexual. Now, she didn't name her name because she didn't know if she actually went through with on her part. I mean, she got her night of bliss with the Turkish woman, but didn't know if she actually Yeah, Jet. The she actually, you know, did what they wanted her to do, but she definitely got them to do what she wanted them to do. So you have this Turkish agent video, and it's videotaped because they're doing surveillance on this stuff, or you know, they have the videotape to bribe her with, and you got, you know, multiple videotape vans out there or something, you know, and they got this liaison between this congresswoman and with a lesbian affair with this Turkish secret agent woman. I mean, it just gets juicy. That's not good enough for the lamestream media? Come on, man. You'd think that'd be top of drudge. I'm going, are you kidding me? That's a Fox big time. And I think she's a Democrat, too. You know, or what difference does it make? Man, it's lesbian love on nightly primetime news, you know? So I'm thinking, yeah, Jetty wants, yeah, you just can't control yourself. Keep it back. You know, you get us kicked off so fast. But so this is the kind of stuff, titillating stuff that's coming out and nothing. You know, okay, let's throw some serious stuff in there. You didn't think that'd get them? Yeah, let's do the arms and nuclear material and weapons to Pakistan and Turkey. Let's throw that in there. What the heck? Nothing? Still nothing? Who are the bad guys here? Who are worse than the people doing this stuff? Where's the media? You know, they do it, don't do it, I don't care. Because my thing is that it just demonstrates the one thing that I want to prove above all else is they have no credibility. They have no legitimacy to exist, or sure as heck not to get, like, special protection. They're going, well, we're the only protected industry in the Constitution. First Amendment. You know, newspapers, we need a bailout. And I'm going, wow, are you kidding me? You're the first that needs to go down. You know, I share this with you a lot, and some of the new people that didn't know this. You know, I ran for U.S. Senate against McCain in 2004. And it was for the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. And we did another one on Tucson, this, that, and everything. But, you know, the Republic, you know, this is the one I just, you know, I knew all these guys. They brought in like 30 people. They had their Washington correspondent guy, had people in the office, photographers, everybody. They wanted to see the show, okay? So we're sitting there in a big conference room, and the Democrat was over there, and he's like, whatever. And, you know, they asked me, you know, what I thought about John McCain's something. And I'm going, are you kidding me? John McCain, he's the man. He is the man. We're at war with two countries. Got the economy doing this. We got a long list of all the stuff going on. And I go, and he hasn't even talked to any of his constituents, you know, in any kind of forum or debate or anything until after they started early voting. You know, we're in the, you know, last half of October. You know, I go, are you kidding me? That's great that he can get away with it. I go, John, you are the man. Then you turn to the editorial board and go, but you guys, you suck. I didn't say it that loud. I go, but you guys, you suck. But I go, you are the ones that allow this to happen. How do you think it is that you guys have no credibility? You have no function in this anymore. You're not. And it was right after that we started Freedom's Phoenix because of the video. And they've been diminishing in power ever since. Here in Arizona, you know, it's getting to where Freedom's Phoenix is starting to get a lot of attention. We're doing really well. Which all the more reason they have to stop us. They have to come after us. So what do? You diversify power. You don't collectivize. You don't have it just Ernie. You don't have, you know, you give people access to everything in here. You have all the controversial groups coming. Yeah, make use of it. Knock yourself out. It's for my protection. People will go like Brad from Brad Blog last night on the Mike Malone show. He's going, Ernie, will you associate with these people? It diminishes your credibility. I go, no, it doesn't. It increases it. Now, no, it doesn't. No. You're playing into their game. You want this bipolar kind of thing. And I go, no, I'm not doing that. You know, we all overlap. We have different methods and things we want to do and different interests and whatever. But I tell you where my influence comes from is from allowing a bunch of individuals to have their own influence. Powerful. Very powerful. I will never deviate from that. But I will make certain that I speak for me. Freedom's Phoenix, if I didn't say it or Powell Gamble didn't say it, it had nothing to do with us. But you get to say your bit. And some guys, you know, we had this one new guy. I won't give his real name. It was, I don't know, Texas something. And he starts sending a bunch of report stuff up there. It's all this kind of right-wing religious kind of. And after a while, I'm going, you know, that's just not, you know, delete. You know, I don't care. That has nothing. I mean, give me some real rational kind of something. You know, if it's anything to do with religion, I'm looking for something that somebody's trying to control your religion, that you can or can't say something. That you got. You know, I'm more concerned about. Heck, there was a guy, I can't remember his name, David something. He was a Holocaust denier kind of guy. I mean, he's kind of, maybe 100,000 people, but not 6 million. I'm like, I don't know, how many does it take? I'm like, oh, that's a pretty good number right there, 100,000. But he had a book. We had him come to the Breakfast Club, and he's known as this, anti-Semitic, blah, 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 blah. And I didn't care. That was not my point. My point was that the British government and a lot of people are trying to banning his book. They go after people for publishing it. They're going, wow, where is the influence that comes in to tell people what they can and can't read or publish, or you ban stuff? Heck, they did that to Erwin Schiff, Peter Schiff's father. A lot of people don't know that Erwin Schiff is his father. Erwin Schiff, he writes a book, the government mafia, the IRS, the mafia, some kind of mafia thing, and it's about the IRS. They banned his book. You can't do it. You cannot sell this book. You can't get any money derived from the book. You can't, and they put you in jail. Wow. I mean, wow. So what am I concerned? Do I got to run out and read the book? I get it. Government bad. So bad that you're not allowed to share how bad. You sure as heck can't detail it. Name names. No. Amazing stuff. Where are we at? 9/11, 8 years later. Why am I not focusing on 9/11? That was just an excuse. They had all this legislation setting up on the shelf, and you think they just wrote all the Patriot Act, from scratch? They just called it something else, put it in there, and say, pass it. Nobody reads this stuff. The health care bill, we got to do it right now, but you don't get to read it. This. What else is new? This is all coming crashing down. Yeah, China might have a little say-so in this. If it wasn't them, it'd been someone else. And what are they going to do? Come and get it. Are we? You going to sign up? Go get them slant eyes. Let's go kill them. That ain't going to happen. And if we try, we're going to lose in more ways than one. We'll be right back.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
There's a lot to be sorrowful about, but it comes down to your relationships with your family and your friends, and if you love them, you just want to share with them the truth or give them the opportunity. You don't want to beat them over the head and Thanksgiving dinner and you don't know and you neocon and you liberal puke and blah, 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 blah. It's just, you're just out of love. Here's a DVD set over there when you got absolutely nothing better to do over the next year. Promise me that in the next 12 months you'll watch this one video. That kind of thing. So when we go up, like tonight, we're going up to Prescott, a big event they have up at their city square up there and around the middle of the town, courthouse and so on. They have a big stage and big spiel that's going on, and I'll be speaking there. But, a bunch of us go up there, and the biggest motivation is Whiskey Row, which is right there. But you will also have be motivated by the fact that we get to share with a lot of people. We're passing out DVDs, Obama Deception / America Freedom to Fascism. That's one thing I kind of beat myself up, because last night on Progressive Radio, I said, we pass out videos like Freedom to Fascism. Yeah, that's it. I should have said, an Obama Deception, But I just, let's keep it friendly. But the, so they'll get one, they'll get it anyway. So what happens is you look at this and you say, all right, how should I look at this? It's September 11th, 8 years later, what have I learned? And I'll give you something that was very poignant for me at the time. There was an email that was done by L. Neil Smith, a science fiction author that's a hardcore libertarian. Been libertarian since back in the 70s. Very hardcore, no compromise. You bunch of Nerf libertarians with your foam core platform. He's just always on, the party for being wimps, and they need to be on. But what happens is you had the Oklahoma City bombing, and there's a whole bunch of conspiratorial stuff about that. Oh, yeah, 9/11, I'll tell you. I have absolutely no faith whatsoever in what the government said happened. That's all BS, okay? I know that. I knew it from when it was first going, I saw all the dust. I'm going, oh, no, that's demolition. I mean, immediately, I'm going, this is so obvious, you know, whatever. So that's a whole other thing. And I've gone through all the stuff. And my whole thing, first question I have, yeah, now where'd all molten metal come from? Well, yeah, whatever. You know, show me where all molten metal come from. When you can do that, then we can go on to something else. Yeah, but what about, molten metal. Molten metal, that's all I care about. You show me that, and then we can get on the other stuff. And it can't, so, you know, I don't want to talk about it. But the point is that, you know, from Oklahoma City, the same kind of stuff was going on. We had a guy named Rick Shiro. He was an ex-BATF guy that did actual investigations on this and explained to us how, you know, there were other detonations in there. This was meant to be a big, you know, spiel to get their terrorist, you know, legislation crap done, and it's a long story. But the problem was is that L. Neil Smith comes out, and he says, you know, immediately, he goes, big government did it. Wow, man, that's, you know, right off the bat, you're saying, you know, big government. Yep, big government did it. He goes, if it was domestic terrorists, you know, with patriot militia types that are mad because big government's infringing on blah, 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 well, then big government's to blame. If it was Islamic terrorists that are mad about the American government socially and economically engineering them in their country, then big government's to blame. If big government did it because they needed a budget increase and they're trying to increase their scope and power and influence over the lives of American citizens, then big government did it. No matter what happened, it was big government's fault. He's going, you keep having this big government. This is what happens as a natural result of people that have the power to just, you know, either act or react to bad, evil people wanting to socially and economically engineer others. Stop it. That is the solution. It's all about the love. It's a love-olution. Join the love-olution and just, you know, withdraw your consent from this collective force that's eating out our substance. We'll see you Monday on Declare Your Independence.